It's a celebration of the great possibilities of what lies ahead for the iwi and hapū o Te Rohe o Te Wairua. The settlement process has taken over 30 years of negotiation, and when the Treaty Minister, Chris Finlayson, apologised on behalf of the Crown, it was words the local iwi and hapū had been waiting over 100 years to hear.
It is profoundly sorry for the way its ongoing land purchasing has compounded the destructive impact and demoralising effect of its actions in fighting a war and in confiscating land.
Mr Finlayson said Wairoa's settlement was unique because of the degree of land loss and the complex historical battles with the Crown.
What's very important here that does need to be addressed, which is why the Crown has been so keen to get a settlement here, is really addressing the economic deprivation of this Wairoa region. It's incredibly important that economic circumstances improve here, and I really see the treaty settlement as providing an opportunity or real platform for advancement.
This is the fifth largest Treaty of Waitangi settlement to date and includes financial redress of $100 million, which is made up of cash and shares in forest land. The settlement also includes first rights of refusal over 147 properties held by the Department of Conservation, Housing New Zealand Corporation, Land Information New Zealand, and the Office of Treaty Settlements Land Bank. One of the iwi's lead negotiators, John Fanga, says the treaty settlement process has focused on what went wrong and now needs to shift to making a plan to put things right.
I think certainly we need to be focusing on making sure that we're able to continue on as iwi and hapū. Our reo and cultural development is a key part of that. We obviously need to be able to sustain ourselves economically, so commercial development is part of that. Social development and social services are a big need in this area, and it's something we need to work on. So it's really those broad funds. But the first 2 years is about the plan. We said, you know, the money's in the bank. There's no need to spend it until we got a plan.
Local queer Pauline Tangiora and her husband helped kickstart the claim, and the signing was on the 30th anniversary of his death.
Beginning of the 80s, my husband and I started, and he died 30 years ago today. So it's a big...
Ms Tangiora says all the hard work put into the settlement has been for the beneficiaries.
It is for the 36,000 beneficiaries, and that is what I believe we have done through these years of the settlement, is remembering that we were there for 36,000 plus beneficiaries of our rohi.
A newly formed entity, Tātou Tātou o Te Wairoa Trust, has now 2 years to formulate a plan on how to use the money and create an economic and social plan for the iwi's future. Mo te hōtaka o te atanei, ko Shannon Honui Thompson, aho.